Charles Osgood next, sponsored by New Hess Premium 93 Octane Gasoline.
And today, WCBS News Radio 88 is kicking off a week-long Osgood Festival, a salute to one of broadcasting's treasures, Charles Osgood, on his 25th anniversary with WCBS. Well, Charlie is joining us live this morning, and first, a look back on his quarter of a century behind the mic.
The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood, sponsored in part by Lennox Heating and Cooling and by Pontiac and your local Pontiac dealer. Sometimes you look at your wristwatch and say, this can't be right. The watch must be broken. Can't be that late already. Shake the watch, which never does any good. Put your eyeglasses on to make sure you're seeing it right. Yep, that's what time it is, all right. Where did the time go? Right now I have that same sensation, except it's not about a watch. It's not about hours and minutes. It's about years. I think this calendar must be broken. It says here it's been 25 years I've been at CBS, a quarter of a century, since I came here to the then new black skyscraper at 6th Avenue and 52nd Street to work at WCBS Radio, to alternate in the mornings with Harvey Hauptman doing local newscasts in the middle of the Pat Summerall Disc Jockey Show. Putting on the glasses doesn't help. It's not some printer's error on the part of the calendar maker, but I have that same feeling nonetheless. I can tell you one thing. It's been a heck of a 25 years. Stand by. Yesterday, Jean, my wife, and I sat with two of our kids, Jamie and Annie, in the back of the gym at the Dwight Englewood School and watched our oldest child, Kathleen, get her high school diploma. Her brother, Winston, was in the chorus. Her little sister, Emily, was in the orchestra. I'm sure every parent there had similar feelings, the same rush of memories. Oh, it seems like yesterday Kathleen was a baby. Sunrise, sunset, just like fiddling on the roof, isn't it? That day 25 years ago when I first reported to work here at WCBS, Jean and I hadn't even met. That would happen a few months later when she came to work here as a writer. I asked her if she'd come with me to a basketball game at the Garden to watch Lou Alcindor play. This was not a good opening move on my part. She turned me down cold. Jean did not realize, of course, how important a role Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would turn out to play in basketball, or how important a role she would turn out to play in my life. The first experience we shared was news radio. 25 years ago was the summer the station went wall-to-wall news. Well, almost wall-to-wall. Arthur Godfrey still had a show in mid-morning. But it seems like only yesterday Lou Adler and I used to share the morning anchoring. Ed Bradley, Dave Marish, Steve Flanders, and Jerry Nachman were street reporters working for mobile units. Neil Bush and Lou Timmelot flew the helicopters. People like Ted Fury, Mark Munsky, Lou Fraser, and Mike Ludlum produced, and a young Welshman by the name of Howard Stringer, who is now the boss of the whole CBS broadcast group, was organizing things in the control room. Ed Joyce was the news director then, and Joe Dembo was the captain of the ship. Although, as he would tell us from time to time, sometimes it sounded as if the ship was sinking. It was a different world and a different New York we were covering then. 1967, Lyndon Johnson was president. The Vietnam protests and civil disturbances made for summers that were long and hot. We had so many bomb threats here that we'd just keep working while the bomb squad checked around our desks for explosives. 25 years. It seems like only yesterday, indeed. Time plays tricks. The hours drag sometimes, but my, how the years fly.
Well, Charlie, you still look the same. We were just discussing, you even look better than you do on television.
One of the things about radio that's kind of nice is that you never change. You stay just the same.
Still wear your bow tie. Even
always,
on the radio.
Always wear the bow tie on the radio. Although, on the radio, I try to wear the full ensemble that John Malloy, the man who wrote the Dress for Success, suggests, which is, if you're going to wear a bow tie, you should really wear the whole ensemble, which is a beanie with a propeller.
Listen, you're going to be running around here all week. They said, I guess they were kidding, they're going to get a piano in here for you.
They should. They used to have pianos in radio studios back in my day, but they don't anymore.
Thank you very much, Charles.
Okay, and listen for another Osgood File. 1 hour from now, the Osgood File is heard regularly every morning at 40 minutes past the hour.